Good morning, Turks and Caicos. Welcome to a new season of Career Connection powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and I'm delighted to be back for season 3 of Flow in the Morning. Today, we're kicking off our first episode with special guests Sankiro and Ariella Mizik, as well as their brand, Afrazies. Am I saying that correct, Ariella?
Afrazies.
Afrazies. Very close. Okay, perfect, perfect. And today we're talking about work-life balance and how it can impact productivity, career development, and well-being. As we flow with Flow in the Morning, connect with us in the chat on Facebook and let us know if you're achieving work-life balance or you're here to gain tips on how it gets done. But before we dive into today's topic, we'll pause to hear a word from our sponsor.
We're floating blindly through space in a ship. We don't know how to fly.
You may not think you're a crew, but you sure look like one.
On my mark.
Go fast.
Return the protostar to me.
You made your choice, Father. Now I've made mine.
We could lose all of it. Freedom, our friends.
Don't forget, you're not alone.
Today you're risking everything on a seemingly impossible mission to save others. Nothing's more Starfleet than that.
Look at us, looking good.
I can't believe there are so many stars.
Thanks for tuning in to Career Connection. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and today we'll be speaking on the topic, Is Work-Life Balance Possible? With our guests, Sankiro and Ariella Mizik. Sankiro and Ariella, I am so excited to have you join me today.
Trust me, we're so delighted to be here. We're excited just to share our experiences and just to hear from the audience.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. Thank
great,
you.
Great, great. Thank you so much. Before we get into the program for today, it's customary where I give the audience an intro of the guests so that they are aware of who you are. So for the sake of our listening audience and in your own words, tell us, who is Sankiro and Ariella? We'll start with you first.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. All right. So my name is Sankiro Mizik. I am South Desoil from South Caicos.
Right.
I am an airline pilot. I work for one of the local airlines here, Caicos Express, to be exact.
Okay.
And along with being an airline pilot, my wife and I started Mizik's Vending, which is a vending machine company.
And you're branding
too. Mizik's Vending. My wife and I started that back in 2018. That was our first baby.
Okay.
Yes.
Good
yes.
Stuff.
And then we started an advertising and marketing company after that. And then she'll tell you about the new baby. She'll tell you about the new baby.
Okay.
Aviation has been my passion for as long as I can remember. Even as a kid, my mom would say, my pampers, if I hear an airplane, I would run to the window looking out, trying to see if I can see an airplane. Just a Caicos boy who loves to fly and who loves, being an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm honored. I don't know when I fell in love with you. I think you remember that probably, but I was just delighted for you to accept the invitation because I'm like, he doesn't talk much, but I'm sure he'll be here. He's going to say yes it is. All right. So thank you so much for that. Ariella, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Hope you're doing great today. Don't let him fool y'all. He talks a lot.
Yeah.
It's the camera thing.
Yes, probably that, right?
So, guys, my name is Ariella Mizik. I am originally from Dominican Republic, and I came here as a little girl and made this my home. And I met my soulmate, and we had our first baby. Well, not the business baby, an actual baby.
Right.
So apart from our little boy who's 15 months, we have, like he mentioned, Mizik Spending, which we started in 2018, and we also started Afrazies. So as you can see, I'm rocking one of my
and
creations.
And so am I, and mine have male reading in it. Yeah. So cute.
Yes, so I wanted to bring something. Yes.
Oh, me too. You're right. You're right too.
Thank you. I feel special.
Yes.
But yes, I started a business where you can make custom-made accessories, keychains, anything that you can want to make someone special. Just give them something that is unique to them. And I also do island inspired. So I have here our islands, the Turks and Caicos. Because
really
we're very
nice.
Proud of our home.
Mm-hmm. So
anytime we get a chance to rock it in our mask, and our shirts,
anything,
we rock our Turks and Caicos. And therefore, I was like, it only was fitting to make sure that I represent in my creations. Apart from the businesses that we lead and the little boy that we're trying to raise, we're just always available to whatever the Lord leads us to do. And I also work in accounting.
Okay.
I recently got a promotion as the assistant financial controller of the Shore Club. Thank you. So and apart from that, I'm also finishing my bachelor's degree this year. So it's like a lot of things.
You guys are perfect for this topic, then. And I didn't even know that. I just really thought, you know, I've been following Mizik's journey, and I thought, you know, when I was looking for my topics for this season, I thought they would be the perfect couple for this because you're already sharing in the community on so many different things, and not that I want to jump in to find out what's happening, but I thought you know, for tips that we're looking for on work-life balance, because last night I had to tell myself, hey, go to bed now. So I thought you guys were the best you know, to be here today to really
thank
share
you.
With us how to do that. So thanks for accepting the invitation. And before we really dive into it, the hour goes by so quickly, but tell us about your vending, because I didn't know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Mizik's Vending, we actually have the largest digital vending machine company in the country at the moment.
Okay.
I think we're like third or second just overall. So what we do, we have the, if you look across the islands and you see any vending machines with the digital screens on them that play videos and so forth, you know, that's Mizik's Vending.
Perfect.
And so it's not the traditional vending machine, it's a little bit more modern. And now we actually just upgraded some of our vending machines where they actually give you cash back instead of just coins.
Okay.
You know, so it's
all right,
different.
Well, you have to let us know your location. Start do some advertising. I'm plugging that in for you today.
Okay.
This is where I jump in. The details that he forgets. So we have the screens, and it's because we also do marketing and advertising on them.
And
we have, for anyone who has traveled domestically, we have the vending machine at the domestic departure lounge at the airport.
So that
big baby is ours right there.
Right. That's why you're his partner, right?
Yeah.
That you can help boost that along for him.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on Mizik's Enterprise.
Thank you.
All right. Again, I said the hour goes by so quickly, so let's dive right into our topic for today, and we're talking about achieving work-life balance. Sankira and Ariella, it's often said that there's too much to do and not enough time in the day, right? And if you've ever felt this way, then this is what today is all about. Trust me. Getting clarity on having more balance with your goals, balance with health, family, work life, and having some kind of direction and making progress. And so firstly, do you believe in the concept of work-life balance?
I definitely do. I mean, it looks different for everyone, because everyone might not have a baby, or they might not have the businesses, or they might not have to deal with schooling at the moment. So it looks different for everyone, but I do believe that balance is important, not only to your health, but it's important to your mindset and just, you know, being able to enjoy your food. Like, why work so hard if you don't get to enjoy it?
Yeah, that's so true. I like that you said that. You wanted to plug it in there?
I think that it's something that everyone should try to achieve. I think that for me, for example, I think celebrating the small wins whenever you're trying to find that balance is important. It helps you know, when it comes to finding that balance. But I do think that, you know, it's important.
And that's really nice that you said that, because a lot of people have issues celebrating small wins. I don't. I celebrate them like rock star, right?
You got it.
But, I mean, and even when I thought about this question to ask you, right, I believe that it seems that we separate work from life. A lot of people seem to want to separate work from life, but work is an integral part of what we do, right, of our life. It impacts our identity, how we see ourselves, how others see us, and, you know, it's not just the family concept of work-life balance, because sometimes we feel like it's the life part of it is your personal life, and work would be, you know, your work life. But there's just so many other things, like you said, it's different for everyone, because you have some single families who perhaps would have made the decision that they don't want to have children, mm-hmm. right? And then again, we have some persons who are focused on career, you know, focus on their health, education, even sports, you know, yeah. or the leisure part of life. And then we have parents who, you know, wants to also have a break from their children, yeah. right? Even, you know, they love them, but they still want to have a break. So I'm glad that you shared that. And, you know, for some family, the most important thing for them is, you know, family alone and not having all those other mm-hmm. things to go with it, right? Because all of us are connected to families. Of but we can separate work and life, but is it even feasible to strike a work-life balance, would you say? Share your thoughts on that and how we should be inspiring for it.
I believe that, just like you mentioned, some persons try to separate it, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it does weld into your identity.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
at the end of the day, how it affects you mm-hmm. there. I mean, we can say, oh, but put on the work hat and mm-hmm. then I take it off on mm-hmm. my way out. You can take off that uniform, but the stress still kind of trails with you.
No.
So it is extremely important, because, for example, in that dynamics, I work in accounts, so we have a lot of deadlines, and how yeah. I manage yeah. that can spill over into the after hours, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know, because mm-hmm. I know I have to get it done by X, Y, and Z time, and then it affects me how much I lean on my husband,
right.
you know, how much I require from him. Oh, honey, I need you to pick up the baby. Mind you, he's probably just landing at 5:45, and I'm like, it's time to get him now,
yeah.
and I'm calling him. I'm calling the operation.
And I thought, I thought about all of that, you know, when you guys were chosen to be the guests for this topic. You know, you're in the air. How does she make it work when you're traveling, you know, and yeah. it may not always be inter-island travel,
right,
you
right.
know,
yeah.
Going international, mm-hmm. and how does that work?
Like she said, you know, sometimes if she can't reach me, then she'll call the office, and you know, what is the estimate time of arrival? Okay, hold on, then, you know?
It feels creepy, like I'm sorry, right?
And I was even thinking about it one day, and I was like, not that I would think about it, I was like, you know, if I ever say, hey, dear, I'm going to work, and she'll be like, you know, hey, operations, what time is he landing today? Look, he's not working today. I'm like, what? You know? You know? I do share my schedule with her, you know, the evening before when we first got married, actually, I tried emailing it to her that way, and I
right.
didn't have to share it with her, but that didn't stick. I didn't do that for long.
Right.
So what I did was, I'll just share, like, hey, I'm doing this fight tomorrow, and we've been together for a while now, that she knows the times.
She knows
the times. Yeah, I don't even have to tell her the times
she knows
anymore.
How that airline is working, right?
I'll be calling her, so what happened today?
Yeah.
I mean, the time doesn't
matter. I know, right? But say, for instance, if your flight is delayed or something, you know, so Ariella, how would you work that if you're still at work, you have to now pick up your son, you know, and you have so many activities or tasks to do within that time. How do you, you know, strike a balance with rearranging, honey, I'm not going to be in at this time that I was scheduled to arrive?
Well, I always hear the saying that it takes a village to raise
yes,
a child.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's why also, and part of having balance is also having balance in your relationships.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
because mm-hmm. It's good to be able to lean on my sister or on my mother-in-law or a friend.
Okay.
Right. Because there are times that, like you mentioned, I can't just say, oh, I'm not coming back to the office.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
things do have to get done. So it is important to, yes, even though, let's say couples, you guys have a mm-hmm, wonderful mm-hmm. relationship together, don't cast out every other relationship.
Right.
You know, keep
That's
a balance.
So important.
Yeah,
yes.
keep a balance yeah. there, because, not because you will need people only, but because, you know, God did not make us to work alone.
Right, right.
So
right,
it is important right. to keep a balance in those other relationships, and let them get to know your son. They love him, so they always say, bring him.
Right,
so.
Right. That makes it easier
yes.
for you, too. You know, and I like that you say that, because we often say, you know, that I'll just have to make time. But I have a friend who always talks to me about this 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. There's 24 hours in a day, right? How many hours do you have? Like, she always mm-hmm. asks me that. And when I thought about it, right, we have to find the time.
Yeah.
But we believe that if we continue to say that, you know, we'll be struggling to make time often. But I think the key to that is finding the time, right? Because a lot of people always often say they're too busy, or I can't reach, or you're blessed to hear, you know, I'm happy to hear you say that they don't ever turn you guys away, right? When you need someone to look at your son. Mm-hmm. But often we find ourselves struggling with trying to strike a balance because perhaps we want that promotion. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got a promotion, and then we want to show our leaders or managers that we can do this.
Yes.
You know, we can grow in the field of our career choice and stuff like that. And then all this other stuff that we have, we don't push them to the side because we have the opportunity to at least grow our relationships that we have outside of work. And a lot of people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they don't have that, it's work, work, work. And it's just focus on that career and everything else is pushed to the side. So great, great, great. I really like that. And I want to share this quote, right, by U.S. poet Carl Sandburg, that he said, "Time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have. And only you can determine how it will be spent. And be careful lest you let other people spend it for you." Right? Very, very good. Now, why do you believe it is critical to strike that balance?
I believe that it's important to strike that balance because it helps you mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. It helps you, you know, even with your health. Because, for example, if you're just focusing on one particular thing and stressing over that one thing, you're stressing over this, but then you know, you're neglecting another area.
That's true.
And then eventually you're going to become stressed over this as well, you know, because you're neglecting it.
Yes.
You know, and so if you can either share your time where you do a little bit of work here, do a little bit of work here, deal with this, deal with that. Now, one of the things that I do is I would usually go in my notes and I'll write down, say, the top five things that I have to tackle for that particular day.
Right.
So if you go in my notes, you'll see like a list of things, for different days.
I like that you have notes, though, because some men feel like they don't need to take notes.
Oh, no.
Right?
They forget a lot.
So I would, have about five things that I have to tackle, and as I tackle them, I would just tick them off as I tackle them.
Right.
And if I don't tackle everything on that particular day,
I roll it over to the following day. And that's important for people to know that it's okay to roll it over.
Yes,
I teach that in my goal setting class.
Yes.
If you didn't achieve that, it's okay to roll it over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, because at least you were able to tick off some of the items that you already have on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great win for you.
Yeah.
It's a great win. And then if you keep on doing that on days where you're like, okay, I'm not gonna do anything today. I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna rest. At least you can be like, have this confidence in yourself, have this, this good feeling to be like, okay, well, for the last 3 weeks, for the last 4 weeks, I've been grinding hard. I've been going hard.
Take a break. My God. You have to tell yourself that, though. And you have to keep their promise, too,
I deserve this little rest. I deserve this break. There are times where, she would come inside after room, and she'd be like, I'm trying to decide if I should, come and lay down or if I should go and do some work. And so whenever she said that, I guess I'll open up my arms
you
and
think
then
like,
she would come down.
Yeah, come. Take a break, baby. Because, people like us sometimes, we just want to do it 24/7, especially if you love what you're doing, And so I'm happy that you mentioned that because it's important for us to remember our physical and mental health, when we're trying to strike a balance. Did you wanted to give any feedback on that point? On the importance of it? Why do you think it's critical?
Definitely. I agree with everything my husband said, because ultimately when you get burnt out, as much as you love something, you can easily walk away from it because of that experience. You don't want to set yourself up for a bad experience that will ultimately cause you to walk away from a destiny that was meant for you. Or maybe to step back from it and delay it because you'd be like, oh, this is too much for me. Or this is too hard. When sometimes we have to just pat ourselves on the shoulder and be like, you did it. You started.
We have to encourage ourselves too.
To learn that like at first, especially starting a new company that had to do with branding and with product, it was a lot because it was like I was seeking a lot of approval, like a lot of acceptance.
Right.
Until the point that I said, I know my brand is And you know what? If they like it, amazing. If they don't, it is for someone.
Right,
out there.
Right. And, so, and as long as you accept your brand,
yes,
right, you'll be the first customer.
Exactly. Yes. You know, I'll
and you
right.
do that very well, by the way.
Thank you. So it's critical mm-hmm. to your identity, mm-hmm. To your well-being as well.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And as a couple, right, you publicly share the Midzik's journey. And mm-hmm. so if you look at work-life balance over a year, right? Mm-hmm. Would you say you have achieved this half of the time?
Over a year?
Yeah. If you look at it over a year, would you say that you're doing well with work-life balance, personal life, work-life?
I would say yes. So. I would say yes. Because, you know, from the time we got together, okay, if we're in January 2020, mm-hmm. January 2021, we're not in the same place.
Yeah. Right.
You know, there's right. progress. There's some sort of movement. There's no, we're not stagnant. And even if it's just a little movement, mm-hmm. you know, that's still progress.
Like
and
that.
So we're not in the same place. I yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, I also agree because he mentioned progress, and I believe for us, like I said, balance looks different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. us, what shows balance is when we're achieving
right,
those
right,
goals,
right.
when we are moving forward, not maybe how it's on paper, but maybe how it was meant to be all along.
Okay, all right.
So half of the time, definitely.
Yes, half of the time. But go ahead.
It adds up. Those little, you know, when you take it one day at a time, it adds up.
Yes.
Over a year period, it adds up.
It adds up. You know? And you mentioned, you know, should I do something or should I take a break? Should I go lay down?
Mm-hmm.
For persons, you know, who really love what they do and they more so have the propensity to work 24/7, right? What would you say, finding balance is normally a challenge?
It can be
yeah.
difficult because, especially when it's like your business or your brand and
mm.
you're still
mm.
in a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It can be because technically you're using the leftover time.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, the weekends you can probably control that or the time that you're off, but it's unpredictable if you will have a medical flight, for example, that night. And that was the night that I said, oh, I'm going to do this. I have 1 and 2 or 3 orders to take
right,
here.
Right,
or I'm going
right.
to go ahead and finish my assignments, which I'm so behind on right now. So it's like,
oh my God,
you can plan all of this,
yeah.
but then it's like, being married to a pilot who is spontaneous and then having a baby boy who it's like now he's really, really like more aware of cartoons. So he's technically like staying up till 11 o'clock, showing off. Like, come on. And it's like, yes, you can put a schedule in there, but it doesn't mean that your 1-year-old is going to follow.
Yeah, yeah. Having a baby would probably be an added thing to it. Yeah.
But that's where I guess, I mean, I don't know if you can say that sacrifice has to be welded into balance.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people think that balance is just smooth and sailing.
And it's not. And I like that you said that, right? Because I had to reflect on my life, you know, with the topic. Do I have work-life balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a year ago, I think I just got into telling myself, it's like I'm wearing this shirt that says, I'm sick mental, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say, give yourself that cutoff time.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm in recruiting and people look for jobs
all
hours of the night
mm-hmm.
and call me all hours of the night,
wow.
right? And so I had to separate myself from my phone, really,
mm-hmm.
and I don't even take it into the bedroom. Like,
oh,
it's really bad. Where
mm-hmm.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, people be calling.
Wow.
So I had to get really serious about it to say, okay, I have to set a time
mm-hmm.
when I'm going to work. It'll be 10 to 6, and after 6, I won't answer the phone,
mm-hmm.
right? And I find, and that's why I had to keep telling myself, it's like I'm wearing it on my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
You work 10 to 6. And that's it.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm segmented. I'm telling you, I have it written everywhere. Because for people like us who wants to work 24/7, there's no cutoff time.
Yeah,
you know, and when people know that and see that you're answering
the hour,
they can continue.
Yeah.
So you have to set the time for yourself and my thing is, if you look at it, if you open up that email, you want to read it, you're going to respond. Mm-hmm. And so I've been really putting the phone away and saying, I'm not responding. If I'm using the phone personally to speak to my children or something, and a message comes through, I don't see it. It's just not there. I'll deal with it at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so we have to set those boundaries, I guess, you know, for ourselves as well.
I like that.
You know?
I think when it comes to a passion, when it comes to doing something that you love, I think that you have to be intentional.
Yes.
You have to be intentional to say, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to do, this is when I'm going to work, you know, and I have to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2019, I was only dealing with, you know, music spending.
Right.
And
right.
She can tell you, my work week was from Monday to Wednesday, full days, half day on Thursday.
Half day on Thursday,
all Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, you know,
I have
to be intentional.
I want to work for you, baby.
You have to be intentional about
it.
If it's your passion, you want to work around the clock. You know,
it's
you
true,
love doing
it's
it.
True,
you want
because
to.
A lot of us have to put, you know, I wouldn't shut off.
Mm.
And as HR, oftentimes we found that we had to always be on call, I call it, for employees' issues, especially during the COVID.
Mm.
You're constantly trying to, you know, help the organization, you know, come up with, you know, policies and procedures that you'd work through during that time.
Mm.
And you're just never off. And I think because of that, if we don't set boundaries or be intentional about how we're going to do it, you know, and having these extra access to emails beyond work hours, you'll always find somebody trying to, you know, get your time. And when you're home, you're working.
Yeah.
You wanted to come in on that?
Good.
All right. And so work often takes precedence in our life, right? And how do you balance that, Sinkiro, being a father, a husband, and a career professional?
Okay. Well, thankfully, I have a very understanding wife. That's first thing. You know, very, very understanding. You know, where, you know, before, if, you know, say, for example, a medevac would pop up and I'd have to leave in the middle of dinner or... It happens. But now I'm transitioning to a point in my life where, okay, if anything comes after this, I'm not going to accept.
Okay.
You know, so I had to draw that line.
Good.
You know, because I can remember years ago, persons used to say, "Oh, you're focusing on your at the time. I think we're engaged at the time. You're focusing on your lady, your fiance. You know, you're not focusing on other things like, you know, like your job. And you know, if you lose your job, you know, she can leave you. You know? No, but if she leave you, you don't lose your job. You know. And it came to a point where, you know, I didn't have the job. But I still have a wife.
You still had your wife. You see that? Yeah. And then you started creating.
Exactly.
You know, and now you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you for that.
Yeah,
goodness.
I'm a true member.
Thank
you,
wife.
Absolutely. Right or
not. All right. All right. Tell us about your experience, Ariala, wife, you know, a mom, and then your career professional.
So like you mentioned, that is key, like, having that understanding spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I mentioned, there are many times where I'm calling on him right after a long flight. For anyone who has traveled from one point to another, you notice that you're exhausted. So imagine being a pilot who is conducing the flight, who is driving the plane, we call that.
Right. We take photos of him, by the way, for the time.
I love flying with him. Mm. And so asking that much of him, you know, just makes me feel very happy. That makes me, I feel blessed for what I have. And it's interesting because balancing the two, I would say that I want, like at work, my name means a lot.
Right.
You know, so I want to get the best of me because at the end of the day, whether I stay or I leave, I want my work to speak for me. But at the same time, if I have to just say, hey, I'm going to take the laptop behind me and I'll probably work when my son is already in bed and my husband is already sound asleep. if for me, even though someone will call that unhealthy, if that is balanced in my family.
Right.
That if I can sacrifice just 1 hour while they're sleeping, well, after we've already spent time together, then for me that is worth it.
Right. And I like that you plug that in, because I do have some of the same procedures, I call it, right? And I know often when we share stuff like that, persons would say, if you work in the day, why are you working in the night? Mm-hmm. But some people function better.
Yeah, I do. I'm on a,
you know, at night when they're doing things. And so I do the same thing where if it's something that's really important that I want to get out, I wait for everybody to go to sleep before I grab the computer. Because sometimes you feel guilty. Like, you know, they'll be like, when are you going to put that down? You know, like, again? I even have my granddaughter said to me yesterday, Nana, when are you going to stop working? I felt so bad. And I thought to myself, like, really? Did he, you know, and if they see you doing it all the time, you know, you'll hear it. You'll really hear it. And so you have to sometimes separate yourself from that. Right.
Yeah. And that's why I mentioned it's so important to have an not only understanding spouse, but in my opinion, I gave them me.
Right.
gave them the part of me. And then now that they're sleeping, even though I'm the one who's technically sacrificing a bit of sleep, I feel content because my priorities is them.
It's done. Yeah.
So I feel like for me, that balance also looks like me making sure that my priorities are above everything else, and then that's where I feel content.
Right, but you still have to make sure that you have a cutoff time, because morning comes very quickly.
I know. I've met many mornings.
Yes, I've met a lot, especially you know, because I'm also in school, and you know that online.
Oh, you know how that is, right?
It's brutal. You know, and so you have to make sure that you're able to you know, get the time that you need to have enough rest, that you don't be falling asleep on the people job throughout the day, right? So that's also important.
Very much important.
All right. You are listening to Career Connection, Powered by Flow, with Melanie Smith and my guests, Sinkiro and Ariella Mizik. We'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsor.
It's all new adventures with Blue and her friends. They'll make new memories. Visit new places and learn new moves. Don't miss all new Blue's Clues and You Adventures.
Welcome back to Career Connection. If you're just joining us, we're talking about work-life balance and how it impacts productivity, your career development, as well as your well-being. Sinkiro and Ariella, in our quest to achieve balance, we make a lot of mistakes, right? What would you say are some common mistakes made when trying to create balance in our lives?
I guess the biggest mistake, like how we were talking about earlier, is I think putting yourself last is one of the biggest mistakes. Because then after you've given all of you, then remember, there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised to no man, but Lord's willing, there'll be a tomorrow.
Right.
So when tomorrow comes, and like you mentioned, you could be falling asleep on your job or driving. It happened to me one time. It was scary. I'm like, where am I?
Yeah, you're tired.
I thank God for his protection. But it happens, and then also I became such a heavy sleeper when I do get sleep. He's laughing over there. He knows why. So because I didn't give myself proper rest continuously, I do get it, I'm like a zombie. Like I'm still nursing my son, and sometimes I'm like, I don't know how he got in my arms. So I think a mistake could be, it's like, it's great because I have a passion. I give it all to my family and my career and also to the business. But sometimes it's okay to say no.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I have that
I
right
learned
in here,
so much from your
here.
Session.
Yes.
I went to one of your sessions, and the session, one of the first tasks was for us to take like things that we would say yes to, the priority stuff. And then you had to go from 10 to 5. No, I think it was like from a whole bunch.
I felt bad doing that.
And then when she said, okay, you have to take that list and cut it down to 5. I'm like, but there's so many important things in here. I was like, I don't want to let you go. Like, I had to let go, I think, of workout. I'm like, no, I'm going to get fat. So it was a real call. And I loved the session. Like, guys, you need to try Ms. Melanie's session.
Oh, thank
it
you.
It was
for that
a wake up call because it made me realize that there's so many amazing things that we can do with our time.
Yes.
Productive. Like, big, you can change the world.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It's like it's only one you at the moment, and it's okay if you put some things on the side, because then that way you can really achieve your goals.
Perfect.
I think thinking within your mind to say, okay, I have to tackle everything today.
Right.
You don't have to tackle everything today.
I like
You don't have to. You know.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the mistakes that we make, and once we can accept it to be like, okay. And there's only 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have to sleep.
Yes.
taking that out, let me just, narrow it down to things, a few things I can tackle today. Then tomorrow, Lord's willing, I'll tackle
that. You'll tackle that. Yeah. And that's important. And Sekiro, I like that you said that, because we live in this fast-paced environment, right? And many of us tend to cross over on those boundaries, right? With the 24/7, 24 days a week type of thing, 24 hours a day. And I think, as we mentioned earlier, we have to stick to setting work hours, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm plugging that in because a year ago I started doing it, and I started to feel more healthier, right?
Nice.
Knowing that there's a set time for me to work and there's a set time for me to have that personal life balance that I was looking for, because I didn't have it, right? I'm still working on it, but I believe that if we have them, that they, we'll be able to function better, because we want to do well at work, like Ariella said. And then again, we still want to show up and perform well in our personal life. And then we put so much pressure on ourselves when we're not able to find the balance, whether it's being a parent or being an employee. And so I like that you talk about planning as well, making sure you plan in advance, you have that information there, and if it doesn't work out, you can roll it over into another day.
Yeah.
So perfect for that. And do you believe work-life balance is everybody's business?
I do. For example, my brothers, my sisters, my parents, my in-laws, even my friends. At some point, everything that I do is going to affect them.
Right.
So as long as you're connected to me, my wife, whoever is connected to me, whatever I do is going to affect them in some way.
Right. And your work.
And my work. Yes. I could be planning, say, on Saturday, my wife and I are going to go to the beach at, 9 o'clock in the morning, and maybe a brother of mine might, God forbid, might get sick and he has to go to the hospital. I might have to take him.
Because
they're both connected to me. It's gonna change how my day goes. So finding a balance, is important for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think once both parties or all of the parties have some level of understanding to be like, okay, I'll compromise here, I'll compromise here, I'll help here, I'll help there. It helps it to flow a little better because it's everybody's business.
It's true. And then when we do that, we have a greater experience of work and life balance, and that's what we're really looking for. Give us your point on that, Ariella.
Definitely. I believe something like I mentioned, balance looks different for everyone, but doesn't mean that it doesn't benefit everyone.
Right.
And we are also in seeking balance. We're also guided by the Holy Spirit, just seeking His guidance. And something that I love in 3 John chapter 1 that says, above all, I wish that you prosper. Above all, I want you to do good. I want you to prosper. And that means prospering your work life, your health, your mind. But He said, as your soul prospers. And our soul can be interpreted as our minds, our will, all of that, our spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So if He's saying, above all, I want you to prosper, and He's saying, as your soul prospers, that means that it's conditional.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you yeah, we can put on that face. I'm a great smiler.
Guilty.
We can put on that face like everything is great, but at the end of the day, you are left with you.
Yeah. You know?
When everyone is asleep and everybody goes to work or and you're left to yourself, you have to really ask yourself, am I content? Is this really what I want to do? Like, there was a point that I asked my husband, I said, honey, did I do right by choosing a brand that was so time consuming?
Because
I have to literally create the product
too.
For myself.
Yeah, it's important too. And we don't like to wait. We want our earrings now.
Yeah! I will let them know that, okay, this is your delivery time. And I had, that's where that timeline came about because my husband said, no, you didn't do wrong. But he always uses the phrase, 1-1, full basket. 1-1, full basket.
You do
1-1 here, there, and then you're going to have a full basket and achieve your goal. And at the end of the day, you're going to be left with a broken soul if you don't pay attention to having that harmony and that balance.
See? And I like that because at the end of it, you can have a positive effect on your overall well-being. I made a note about this question when it came up, right? Because is it everybody's business? And I wanted to plug in, it should be managers, business, leaders, business, right? Because we know that there's a strong relationship with job satisfaction as well. Turnover goes down when work-life balance goes up, right? It reduced the amount of, you know, absence from work and your job performance would go up, you know, when people have that great experience of work-life balance. So I just wanted to say that for those managers and leaders out there listening, right? We wear so many different hats, personally and professionally. And when juggling the multiple tasks, having emergencies, we talk about that may come up in the midst of those tasks. How can one make themselves a priority or how do you prioritize that and still strike a balance?
If I can be honest, because I remember when you mentioned the topic, I also did ponder on the brief. I was like, do I have a balance?
Do I have a balance? I had to ask myself,
really,
do I have a balance?
I did ask that. And then you also mentioned, even you guys can even share if you're working on getting balance. And I was like, okay, I'll probably stick to that one, mostly lean on that. And I can admit that I do, that is an area that I have to work on myself. Like, where do I put myself, because like I mentioned, at the end of the day, you can be married, you can, and I praise the Lord for my husband, because I'm married to my soulmate, I'm married to my best friend. Such a free dynamic. Like, I enjoy to the fullness my single season, and I'm enjoying to the fullness my marriage season.
Right.
You know, until I die, babe, don't worry. and becoming a mother, it's amazing. Like, just watching them grow, oh my gosh, this little boy just takes over. So I'm enjoying all of that, you know, but at the end of the day, the only way that I can really love them right is if I service myself right. I mean, I want my son to know that his mom has an identity.
Right.
You know, that she's healthy, that she's strong, because I can only do so much. And I want my husband to know that he still has the woman that he married.
Right. Because some people grow apart when there's no work-life balance. So kudos that you said that.
One of the things I would say is, you know, finding that priority. Like, one of the things that, like, for example, my wife and I are, I give you the example of the dinner, and a matter of fact pops up. Now, if it's before the cutoff time now, you know, I'll take it.
Right.
But when I come back, we'll resume where we left off. Okay. Now, sometimes, she might be sleeping, or, you know, she might be in the shower, and then I go lay down, and then I'm sleeping by the time she comes back.
Everybody
dies. You know, but the effort to resume where we left
off—that's
important.
Yeah, and the reality is, you cannot find clarity when you're going through anxiety,
right?
You're burned out, you're overwhelmed, and you're figuring out how you're going to get all this done. You know, and so for me, that's why I had to ask myself some tough questions, right? When are your working hours? Mm-hmm. When are your sleep hours? And so that I can start to separate them, because work-life balance for me, between that, there's a personal life and there's a work life. And so a year ago, right? And so you can imagine how difficult that was, because you're trying to be everything to everybody, right? And that really puts a toll on you, and you're figuring out how am I going to do this? And that was my problem, trying to be everything to everyone. And I had to separate what my work hours would be, what my my sleep hours would be, in my eating hours, because HR people don't have lunch like that.
Okay?
Yeah, we eat late. And so there's just so many things that you had to really put in perspective, right? And on how you're going to do this, because there are side effects to that, you know, as it relates to your well-being. And so spending too much time at work, and that's why I said, and that doesn't have to mean that you're spending it in the office, because you mentioned it earlier, you're taking the laptop home, you're carrying work home, and because of, you know, I'm the type who, you know, have a problem shutting off, right? 24/7, I want to get it done. And so when you get home, you're like, you're just going to take a quick shower, you're going to make a quick dinner, and then you're going to go back to the laptop, and you're just looking like, who are you? You know, so a year ago, I started trying to find out, you know, what I was for, really, you know, and getting that balance, per se, right? And sometimes we have to take that critical view of how much we are giving to the people in our lives. And I don't say that for work, you know. If you are a valuable friend, right, you always give your listening ear. You're always on a call for coffee, you late night conversations. So how do you gain control over your social activities to achieve a sense of overall balance?
Okay, so for me, if I feel as if I haven't seen, as a full friend, if I feel as if I haven't seen you in a while, then we have to hang out.
Right.
You know? And my wife, she supports that. And sometimes I you know, push her to do the same. Mm-hmm. You know, she'll be like, oh, I haven't heard from this friend in a while. You know, I should probably go have some lunch with them or go have lunch with them. So yeah,
Go do it's that. Important to give yourself grace. Yeah. Yeah, you do the same.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, we also have that thing where everybody's busy. And I have this saying, because I said that, I think it was coming on 2020, I said I'm going to be more intentional with my relationships, and that includes friendships and connections. So I said, I'm a little blunt, so I say we make time for what we want to make time for.
We do. And it's important. My dad always say that, right? Like, you know, even if I'm sometimes, you know, you feel guilty, like you're taking, you know, you're using all these free social media apps and stuff like that, and you're posting, and you're, you know, like me, I mark it out of this world, right? Because you're going to never forget me. I'm always there. And so my dad would say, you have time to post, and so you can make time to call me. And he's right, you know, take a few minutes to give me a call, because you're just busy, and it's because I'm doing what I love and making sure I help all these people, and the connections are there. But he was like, no, you have time to do what you want to do, and that's true. That's really true.
I agree. You do make time for what you want. Yeah. You know, and a lot of times persons will be like, oh, I'm too busy. I said, how many jobs do you have?
I know, right?
And I have two jobs. I said, oh, I have more than two.
Yeah,
I have like
more
four
than two.
Or five,
yeah.
You know? How many children do you have? Oh, I have no children. How many wives do you have? Oh, I got a wife. How many dogs you have?
I know, right?
We have a dog.
I have all of those.
Yeah.
You can make time.
Right? And that's what my friend always say to me. There's 24 hours in a day. How many hours do you have? And so I always have to go back and say, how many hours do you have, Mel? You know, but we have to prioritize those hours, you know, which is so important. And again, Ariella, you mentioned it, right? What works for you will not work for me, especially a person with a win type personality. Do you recommend developing a schedule or activity, right? Or just do it, get things done?
Hearing you talk about how you had to set a time for yourself, it's reflecting on me. Like, I'm thinking about how my days are looking. And yeah, I feel like we do. I feel like it's important, because then you'll be cheating yourself a lot.
Yeah, it's important to play to your own strengths, really, eh? Because you would feel the burnout, really. Because look at you, you were confused. Should I get some work done or should I relax? You know, and
I was like, man, I know I gotta get this done, but I haven't slept in 2 days.
But I think a lot of, you know, in my one-on-one coaching, there's so much procrastination happening with persons, right? And I believe that that's what happens, because we procrastinate a lot. Sometimes the things that we have to do, it's behind, because I'm thinking, oh, I should do this there. I should do this. And I procrastinated yesterday and felt it. And I thought, oh, how did I get there? I was over this, right? Mm-hmm. But it was okay because I felt stretched and I thought, okay, what did I have on that list that was just too much that I felt like that? And I saw myself procrastinating yesterday and I end up doing that project this morning. And I felt like I cheated myself because I saw that I was procrastinating, and you know, I always give myself a kick. I'm like, you overcame this. How did you get back here? But it was just one day, so okay. New day.
It's important that you mention that because, like you mentioned, things have to spill over to the next day. And being a entrepreneur as well as a career woman who has to do both.
Right.
Whenever I do not manage that cut of time the day before, if I promise someone that I'm going to be bringing your earrings and you're waiting for a photo shoot, you know, to wear my photo shoot, I have to bring you your earrings, you know? That means, but if it spills over to the next day, I'm also cheating my work.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. We have to be mindful that even though we're passionate about what we're doing, we cannot be robbing. I mean, they're paying us for this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be mindful that I'm making it worse for myself because now that I'm coming to work 30 minutes late, I have to make up that time.
Yeah.
Some people don't feel like they don't have to. I mean, we're salaried pay, but I feel like it's only fair to give it back.
To give it back, yeah. And it's amazing that you said that when we're procrastinating. Listen, I needed that information to be sent here yesterday. I didn't do it. This morning, the printer won't work. Right, and you should have seen me. I need to get to the radio station. This, you know, and it was like, okay. And that's when I realized you could have avoided going through the stress that you have this morning if you didn't do it yesterday.
We're human, and so sometimes we can, you know, forget things that you know we're supposed to do. So writing it down, it helps. You know, before I got into the habit of writing things in my notes, I found myself a lot of times telling persons who I had made a promise to, be like, oh, I'm sorry, chuck it to my mind, not my heart.
Right.
You know, in a sense where I know I'm human, so I'll forget. You know, it's nothing that, you know, personal, I don't hate you or anything.
Right,
so chuck it to my mind, not my heart. But I realized after I started writing it down, I started tackling, you know, and taking them off more.
Yes, and that's what we did in the classes too, right?
Yes.
Talking about the things that you have to achieve, you have to put it on paper. Write the vision and make it clear. Yeah.
It's biblical.
Yes. And as working parents, right, share with us, our time is going by, some of your best tips for achieving work-life balance that you use for yourself.
As parents?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Working parents. Some of the tips that you use for yourself to get through a balance or to strike a balance.
I think the key thing is to communicate. Mm. Like sometimes my husband will forget to share the schedule, but I don't forget.
Right. How important to you? You want to know when he's back.
It's important because then you don't want to like go through your day and then you don't know what's going on and then he's in the air and I'm like, how in the world am I going to know what's happening? But it's important as parents to communicate, and also, how can I say it? Even though I'm the mom, it doesn't mean that I have to do everything.
Right,
and I love
that
about my husband. My husband said, that's my child too.
Right,
and I love it when he says
and
that.
That's
because
good.
That is a key there. Like sometimes we kind of see the picture of the mom doing everything and the man maybe playing game or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. I was
offended by that. He plays game, but he helps first, you know? He still
like,
has a balance.
It's not a single thing.
No.
Oh, you're still your child. But that was my next question coming up to you, really, right? Do you find it difficult asking for help? Yeah, you know, or even setting boundaries, you know?
Well, if you're connected to me, if you're close to me, asking for help, I wouldn't say it is a challenge, you know, but not if you're, you know, outside that, asking for help would be a challenge.
Right.
For example, I reached out to my sister.
Okay.
Weeks in advance for when me and my wife are going to take vacation to make sure that, you know,
that he is straight.
You know? So I didn't mind asking.
Okay.
You know, like she said, it takes a village to raise a child. And then I told my mom, I said, hey, in the event that, you know, there's something goes wrong, you know, he's going to fall in your hands. And now she's like, okay, cool, no problem.
Right.
You know,
so that,
yes. So asking for help for persons who are, you know, closely connected to me isn't a challenge.
Right.
You know,
Okay. All right, so our time is just about gone, and so our work-life balance impacts just about every aspect of our lives. Do you believe the more seamless that we can work, right, make work in life, the more we start to enjoy both?
I believe that is very true. Having that cut off time is important, how you mentioned, because I want to enjoy the fruit of my labors. Like, I'm done, like, making the money and then watching everybody else coming on vacation and enjoying this beautiful country.
I always say we go on shopcation. We don't know nothing about vacation.
Yeah.
We go on shopcation.
Yep. I agree.
I'm sorry.
I do both. But yes, I believe that, I mean, it's important. I mean, we all have huge goals. Mm-hmm, like, trust me, if you get to see, like, what our projection is for the other businesses that we have in mind, you'll be blown away. And I always tell my husband, say, honey, I hear you, and I support every single one of your business ideas. But
bless your heart.
You're doing a little too much at the moment. Sometimes I have to tell him.
Yeah.
Because I need my time.
Yeah.
And you have to spend time with me. But it is sometimes, I mean, you have to also think about you.
Yeah.
I think
you
that's
have
important.
To. Yeah. You have to, and then whatever you have really now, your gifts will always make room for you.
Certainly.
I like that.
Yeah, I know. I think I get stuck sometimes like that too. I mean, Mama Mia, please don't talk to him.
Yeah,
you're feeling so guilty. Like, hello. But that's the only time you see people now. When you do go, you know, and sometimes you have to switch out. And so sometimes I'm happy that I have the mask on, that I can do a quick in and out because, you know, you have people waiting on you, really, you know. All right, we're wrapping up, and so I want to quickly I have a lot more questions, believe me, but I'm going to shut it down, right? We're often busy doing a million things. What advice would you give to someone who wants to embrace that alone time and discover more of themselves?
I feel like if we can schedule everything else and everyone else, we should schedule our time, too.
Perfect.
You know, it's important. I talk about a lot about my husband and the family. It's important because then I get to give him the best version of me.
Right.
The most sound version of me, not the screaming version. I'm stressed and tired. Don't talk to me right now. I'm trying to get to work. I'm late. Kind of thing.
Yes. Perfect.
I agree with her. You know, being intentional. You know, be intentional. Mm. No, plan it.
Right.
No, be intentional.
Right.
That's my take.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. This was such an inspiring discussion. I trust that you have enjoyed it as much as I did. Sankira and Ariella, thank you so much for accepting the invitation to be here today. You've added so much value to our work-life balance and how we can change those things and have the desires of our heart that we would like to achieve.
Trust me, the privilege was ours, just to be able to share real life stories and you know how we're doing it.
It's important.
Thank you so much.
But I'm going to use some of the tips I like. I enjoy that. Did you want to give any parting comments?
Well, first off, it was a pleasure to be here, definitely a pleasure. The one thing that I would like to leave would be, you know, if you're intentional about things, if you're intentional about, you know, striking that balance, you really begin to enjoy life. If you're enjoying it now and you're able to, you know, be intentional, trust me, you'll definitely enjoy life more.
You guys, you made me feel so good. Like, you heard him? You'll really be able to enjoy life. Right? Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks again. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you to RTC and Grand Turk and Provo for broadcasting us live. Join us again next Thursday as we share more inspiring conversations on Career Connection, powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith. Make that connection today.